Hachette Audio presents Lessons from the Climate Anxiety Counseling Booth, How to Live with Care and Purpose in an Endangered World. Written by Kate Shapira. Read by Helen Laser. Introduction. You are here. What can I do about climate change? She said. I'm only one person. We were in downtown Providence, Rhode Island, in the Narragansett homeland, across from the bus station and not far from the river. The spring air was a little chilly still, but nice in the sun, with pigeons, sparrows, and humans walking around. This human had stopped to talk with me because I was sitting behind a sign that read Climate Anxiety Counseling, 5 cents. The doctor is in. She'd stopped for the same reason I'd started sitting out there, inviting conversations with strangers, because our knowledge of climate change and our worries about it were too much to hold alone. In the days that followed, multiple people stopped to ask me similar questions and gave that same name to their anger, their fear, their despair. I'm only one person. What can I do? It turned out that none of us were just one person. There were a lot of us. And the truth that we're not alone gives us our best chance of not just living, but living well in the hard times that climate change is bringing. Summer after summer is the hottest on record. Crops fail, roads melt. People's homes are flooding, burning, blowing away. That was happening in 2014 when I had that first conversation. But back then, it was possible to ignore if it wasn't happening to you. And even if it was, the fact that it was a result of climate change wasn't always part of the discussion. No one I knew seemed to want to discuss it at all, and that made me feel frantic and alone. I tried to push my reactions away, disconnected and unable to think of any action that would matter. I'd pause under a two-green oak and picture a spring when its leaves would not come back. I was conflicted when my friend told me she was pregnant. I wanted to celebrate this new person, but was angry and sad about how precarious climate change will cause their life to be. And I couldn't figure out how to talk about any of it. But I needed to talk about it. More than that, I needed to listen, to know what other people were thinking and feeling about climate change, and whether they felt as helpless as I did, or had answers I hadn't considered. This book offers you what I've learned since then. Through years of asking, listening.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?